أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Issue number 651. In istighfar, ghusls are mustahab. Some of them are listed below. Ghusl al-Jum'ah. It is prescribed time. Its prescribed time is from Fajr to sunset in Jum'ah on Friday. But it's better to perform it near Zuhr. If, however, a person does not perform it till noon, he can perform it till dusk without any of either performing it on time or as qada. So there is no niyyah for qada or on time. We call it niyyah mutlaqa. And if a person does not perform his ghusl on a Friday, but definitely he should know what he is doing, that he is performing ghusl al-jum'ah. He knows that. But the niyyah, it doesn't mean that he is doing ghusl al-jum'ah as ada or as qada. He will leave ada and qada, make it mutlaqa, and but he knows that he is performing ghusl al-jum'ah. And if a person does not perform his ghusl on a Friday, it is mustahab that he so, yes. And if a person does not perform his ghusl on a Friday, it is mustahab that he should perform the qada of ghusl on Saturday at any time between dawn and dusk. And if a person knows that it will not be possible for him to procure water for his ghusl on a Friday, he can perform the ghusl on Thursday with the niyyah of raja', means raja' al-maqlubiyyah. That means May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want this ghusl. That is as a desirable act. And it is mustahab to recite the following supplication while performing Friday ghusl. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد واجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. يعني هذا يقول أثناء غسل الجمعة. This supplication, he said it during making ghusl al-jum'ah. I testify that there is none to be worshipped but Allah alone, who has no associated, and Muhammad is his servant and messenger. O Allah, bless Muhammad and his progeny and make me one of those who are repentant and pure. Repentant and pure. Yes. Taking paths on the 1st and 17th nights, and in the earlier part of the 19th, 21st, 23rd nights, and 24th night of the holy month of Ramadan. These nights, the ghusls through these six nights is recommended. Yes, the ghusls are recommended in these nights in Ramadan. Ghusl on Eid al-Fitr. Yes, all at night. Yes, you're right. Yes, because look, taking baths on the 1st and 7th nights, and in the earlier part of the 19th, 21st, 23rd nights. Look, all of them at the night, but some of them in the night, at night, and some of them earlier part of the night, okay? But all of them at night. Ghusl on Eid al-Fitr day and Eid al-Adha day. The time of the ghusl is from Fajr up to sunset. It is, however, better to perform it before Eid prayers. Just to perform it before Eid prayers, that's easy. It doesn't need to explain because it is very clear. Ghusl on the 8th and 9th of the month of Dhul Hijjah. 8th and 9th of the month of Dhul Hijjah, as regards the bathing on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, it is better to perform it at noon. So the 8th and the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, 8th is what we call it Yawm al-Tarwiyah, and 9th is Arafah. Yes, Arafah, before the Eid. Yes, before the Eid, because as we know, Eid, it will be the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. Yes, exactly. Ghusl on the 8th and 9th of the month of Dhul Hijjah, as regards the bathing on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, it is better to perform it at noon time. At noon time, yes. Ghusl by a person who has touched a dead body. Ghusl by a person who has touched by a dead body. Yes. After has been given ghusl. Look, definitely if you touch a dead body when its body has been cold, become cold, okay? If you touch it, you have to make ghusl medicine made. It is obligatory. Yes, you are right. After we give the dead body ghusl, if we touch him, we don't have to have a wash, but it is recommended. You see, Sayyid Haidar, Sayyid Ali, it is a recommended bath. You see, ghusl by a person who has touched a dead body after it has been given ghusl. These are a recommended ghusls, not obligatory ghusls. Okay? But as a student of jurisprudence, we have to do these recommended issues. يعني كطالب علوم شرعية علينا أن نعمل بالمستحبات. Okay. Yes. And also we have. Also we, yes. You have a question. I wish I knew that before. Now you knew it. Now you know it. Okay. Now you know them, so you can act with them, because these acts, the recommended acts, it brings a very big benefits for a person, in this life and thereafter. Yes. And as I told you before, that doing ghusl jum'ah and keep on having path on a Fridays, that will keep your body from being eaten by what? By insects. Keep your flesh and your body fresh. Yes, it will never decay. Ghusl for ihram, pilgrim's dress. When you wear the thawbay al-ihram, okay, before that you make what? You make ghusl. Ghusl for entry into the haram of Mecca. Before you enter to the haram Mecca, you have to make what? You have to make ghusl. Ghusl for entry into Mecca. And before you enter Mecca, the city itself, you have to make what? You have to make ghusl. Ghusl for visiting the Holy Kaaba. When you visit the Holy Kaaba, it is recommended to do ghusl. It is recommended to do ghusl. And ghusl for entry into the Holy Kaaba. If you enter to the Holy Kaaba, inside the Holy Kaaba, if you become inside the Holy Kaaba, you make ghusl. Okay. Ghusl for slaughtering an animal and for shaving one's head during pilgrimage. If you do. The difference is when you enter the haram, not the Kaaba itself. You enter the Al-Masjid al-Haram, the haram. Okay? Here you do ghusl. And if you want, or if you have an opportunity to go inside the Kaaba, now why you cannot? These people, if they allow you for some reason or another, you can do ghusl and go inside Kaaba. It is recommended. Yes. Okay. And if you slaughtering an animal, just like a cow, a sheep, a camel. Yes, but sometimes it happened. Sometimes they allowed for some people. It happened. Yes. Maybe kings, presidents, or prime ministers, or something like that. Yes. Yes, it happened. And some normal people. Somebody told me that they allow him to enter inside Kaaba. Okay. Ghusl for slaughtering an animal. If you slaughter an animal in Hajj, okay, as recommended to make ghusl before you slaughter that animal. And if you shave your head, also need to do ghusl. Ghusl for entry into Medina al-Munawwara, you make ghusl, and it is, and its haram sanctuary, the haram of the Prophet, the mosque of the Prophet, Masjid al-Nabawi. Ghusl for entry into the mosque of the Holy Prophet, also need ghusl. Ghusl at the time of bidding farewell to the sacred shrine of the Holy Prophet. If you go inside the the bidding farewell to the sacred holy shrine, sacred shrine of the Holy Prophet. Yes. Okay. Ghusl for mubahala. Ghusl for mubahala. Imprecation. Imprecation with the enemy. You know, mubahala. If you remember, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he make imprecation with Nasara Najran. Nasara Najran, those Christian people, when they came to make mubahala. Mubahala, it means to make a supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. But actually, it was happening between a very important people, just like the Prophet, just like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he did it, and Amir al-Mu'mineen, and Fatima al-Zahra, and al-Hassan wal-Hussein. While Nasara and Najran, they came to make imprecation with him, their priest, the older priest, the Pope, okay, he told his company, if this Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, he came, yes, a normal person do it with an enemy, and that enemy, he told him that you are wrong, you don't, for example, Islam is not a real religion, okay, and also like that, you see, so he can do it. Yes. Ghusl to a newborn child. Ghusl to a newborn child. This is also recommended. As I remember that, yes, Al-Hasan al-Sarkhi, he was here in Karbala, this man who Mudda' al-Marja'iyya, he said for some imprecation with other people. Yes. Yes, they did that. Okay. Ghusl for istikhara. Ghusl for istikhara. Ghusl for offering istisqa, invocation for rains. When there is no water, there is no rain, and in this case, they make ghusl and go out of the city. Yes, and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain. These are the kinds of ghusls that are what? That are recommended. Okay. Now, issue number 652. The fuqaha have mentioned many, the jurists have mentioned many more mustahab ghusls, some of which are as follows. Ghusl on all odd nights of the month of Ramadan. Odd nights. Okay? And on each of the of its last 10 nights and in the last part of its 23rd night. These are recommended, also recommended what? Recommended ghusls. Ghusl on the 24th day of Dhul Hijjah. Ghusl on the day of Eid Nawruz and 15th of Sha'ban and 9th and 17th of Rabi' al-Awwal and the 25th day of Dhul Qa'dah. These are the recommended ghusls. Also ghusl by a woman who has performed herself for someone other than her husband. Ghusl by a woman who has perfumed herself for someone other than her husband. It's really here, if a lady, she put a perfume, يعني المرأة حطت عطر, and she goes out in the street, when she comes back, she has to do غسل. عليها أن تغتسل عندما ترجع للبيت. Okay, غسل by one who slept in a state of intoxication. Yes, غسل by one who slept in a state of intoxication. غسل by a person who went to witness the hanging and saw the hanged person. However, if his eyes fell on him by chance or helplessly, or if he had gone, for example, to give evidence, ghusl will not be mustahab for him. Okay. Ghusl for the ziyara of the ma'sumin alayhim as-salam, whether from near or far. However, as a precaution, these ghusls should be done with the niyyah of raja, example, with a hope that it might be desirable act. This is of what niyyat raja. Yes, after having taken the mustahab ghusl listed in roll number 651, one can perform acts, example, prayers for which wudu is necessary. However, ghusl performed with the niyat of raja do not suffice for wudu. Example, wudu has to be performed. Wudu has been performed. Okay. Issue number 654. If a person wishes to perform a number of mustahab ghusls, with the niyat of performing all the ghusls, will be sufficient. Okay, that's all for today, inshallah. Tayammum will come tomorrow, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad.